Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The races for two statewide offices in next year's election look dramatically different this morning after State Treasurer Timothy Cahill said he's leaving the Democratic Party to become an independent. Analysts widely take that as a sign that Cahill's running for governor next year, and other candidates are now lining up to run for treasurer. Yesterday, former state and national Democratic Party leader and one-time gubernatorial candidate Steve Grossman threw his hat into the ring for treasurer. WBUR's Fred Tice picks up the story from there.
Cahill says now that he's leaving the Democratic Party, he's about to find out who his supporters are.
I'll turn around in, you know, after Labor Day and look behind me, and if I don't see anyone behind me, maybe I've made the wrong decision.
Some of the people who've been behind Cahill until now are conservative Democrats from the South Shore, people like Representative Ron Mariano of Quincy, Cahill's hometown. Mariano has known Cahill for 18 years, since Cahill first ran for city council.
Tim has always been an independent thinker and a person of very, very strong convictions, so I'm not totally shocked that he has decided to leave the Democratic Party and become an independent.
Mariano says Cahill's decision to leave the party leaves conservative Democrats like him in a difficult position. He says it would be hard to leave the party to support Cahill. But Mariano says a squabble between Patrick and a challenger in the primary might have been more bruising to Democrats' chances to hold on to the governor's office. In an interview with WBUR in his office yesterday, Cahill admitted that part of his reason for leaving the party was to avoid having to mount an uphill challenge against Governor Patrick.
I'd be lying if I said there was no political consideration, and that certainly is a challenge either way. But it has been done before where people have made successful challenges from within the party and won the nomination.
Cahill says in the end, he's leaving the party because he doesn't want to run having to defend the Democrats' decisions to raise the sales tax this year. Cahill says he got a wake-up call last year when he was the only statewide office holder to be denied a seat as delegate at the Democratic National Convention. He says he realized then that he'd antagonized people at the statehouse with his independent stance. But he says he's not leaving the party because of the way he was treated. He says he just realizes that he doesn't fit in. Cahill received reporters for interviews all afternoon. Political consultant Dan Payne, who worked for Deval Patrick very early in his campaign, says those back-to-back interviews can mean only one thing.
Oh, he's running. He's running for governor, and he's starting now. He's got to raise money. I know he's got $3 million in the bank, but he needs to raise probably at least that and maybe more, because he isn't going to have the institutional supports that being a Democratic or Republican candidate allows you.
Thanks to visits from former President Bill Clinton and then-Senator Barack Obama, Patrick was able to raise up to $2 million in one night when he ran for governor. Asked about Cahill's decision yesterday, Governor Patrick had little to say.
He can do whatever he wants. I mean, their views on both sides, multiple sides of every issue, and if he's going to be a candidate, then fine. Then we'll talk about all that in the course of the campaign. He should bring his A game.
Among the South Shore politicians who know and like Cahill is State Representative Jim Cantwell of Marshfield. Cantwell wishes Cahill was staying to represent fiscal conservatives within the Democratic Party. He thinks Cahill is leaving the party now, before a primary challenge against Governor Patrick, in order to scare away Charlie Baker. Baker is the head of Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare, and he's expected to decide this summer whether he'll run for the Republican nomination for governor against Cape Cod businessman Christy Myos.
I think if you're Charlie Baker, you have to look at this and say that he now would have a primary race with a well-funded Christy Myos, and then would have an uncertain ability to try to take conservative Democrat votes in a three-way race. So it's going to make things far more complicated for someone like Charlie Baker.
Cahill's decision to leave the party has launched another race. Yesterday, former Democratic National Committee Chairman Steve Grossman announced that he's running for Cahill's job as treasurer. Grossman says he did not discuss his decision with Cahill. Among the other Democrats who've expressed interest in Cahill's job are Norfolk County Treasurer Joe Connolly and State Representative Steve Walsh of Lynn. So 16 months before the election, the campaigns for governor and for treasurer are underway. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.